Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantua for your community comment. Democratic presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke says boldly, "We are coming for your AR-15s. Sadly, the crowd goes wild and doesn't boo him off the stage. I believe we are witnessing the free fall of the Democratic Party, at one time a political power arbiter of our nation's two-party system of politics. Progressives really have taken over. The debates last week made it loud and clear. The Democratic Party has lost touch with the working men and women of this country. As progressives scared away many labor unions who ended up supporting Trump's 2016 victory, the party is now looking to dismiss another large section of its base, registered Democrat gun owners. Who does the new Democrat message appeal to? When we have serious crime problems in Chicago and a homeless crisis in California, your Democratic Party, well, they're hyperventilating about the dangers of climate change. If you really cared about filthy air, then tell China and India to change their ways. America already fixed their pollution problem. Besides misplaced and confusing priorities, Democrats have failed the working man for decades. Take Social Security, for instance. Social Security contributions were squandered away in Congress. While the money withheld from your paycheck was supposed to be set aside for your retirement, it wasn't. Instead, it was spent in the Congressional General Fund. Former President George W. Bush famously announced this travesty and then failed to reform it. Despite the bait and switch, Democrats still insist that Social Security is a working program, despite the fact that it's just another entitlement now, paid for by current dollars, not the dollars from the past. Many of us didn't realize just how bad our trade imbalance had become, but President Trump made it quite clear. Another area where Democrats have failed the working man in allowing America's manufacturing to be cut down by copyright infringement and extremely unfair import tariffs. Yes, Trump passed modest tax cuts, but when it comes to looking out for working people and not allowing multinational corporations to sell out American workers, he sounds like what old school Democrats used to sound like. The Democratic Party has now finally transformed into the Progressive Party, which simply means they are now radical left. The audience is much smaller, and therefore the message is more shrill and less thought out. Devoid of any serious intellectuals, this new party only cares about one thing: getting what they want at whatever the cost, as evidenced by the Green New Deal. It's a sad time in American politics because we are a two-party system. Republicans are no longer the party of the rich and landowners. The modern Republican tent now includes anyone that is open to ideas, who doesn't believe in progressive groupthink, and literally wants to make America great again. This modern progressive party is scary and, quite simply, un-American.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.